have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond the Fence family for an amazing experience. Beyond the Fence is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond the Fence today at beyondthefence.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond the Fence, your audience will thank you.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fence is in the building.
Thank Thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome to Beyond the Radio. It's your host, your main man, the coach, David Benn, and I am in the building. And you know what? I am smiling. That's right, that's right. I'm over here just dancing away. The first song you just heard for the intro, yo, that was the song. My song from my Boyz II Men EP, Fly High, featuring, man, the singer Giddy. Then there was, after me, it was Wansé. I rapped first. Then there was Wansé for President. Then there was my main man, Mr. Kobayashi. And then there was my main man, Jay Bush, all Knoxville artists. Giddy is from Nigeria. And shout out to my guys. I'm only saying that because I'm going to tell you here in momentarily. But before I get to that, because we had an awesome weekend. That's right. Yes, we did. Yo, 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 I'm just smiling. I know you can tell I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elation family. We love you. We thank you. We love you. We thank you. We love you. Shout out to Kenny Kim. I salute you with both hands. So with that being said, we got a wonderful show for you now tonight. So we're going to go on with us. Can I get a drum roll? Can I please get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous 2017 Gospel Choice Award winner, Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Thank you. What's up, Elations family? It's always great to be on air with you. Shout out to the listeners, and shout out again to Kimmy Kim. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family who is tuned in tonight. And we just want to say thank you guys for being faithful and coming in every Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I can't even forget to shout out the people that we don't even know are listening, because we get a lot of feedback after the show. So those who are tuned in tonight, thank you so much for tuning in.
Definitely a blessing. We do not take it for granted. And Coach Shay, you know, this weekend we had a show right here in my hometown, my city, Knoxville, Tennessee. Yes, and you know, I had it was an amazing, thoughtful event. Shout out to all the artists, the guys on Fly High. That was the first time we actually performed that song together, Coach Shay.
Yes, it was. It was amazing to see everybody come together. You know, if you've seen the video, I think that was the first time that you guys got together after the song was created, you know, with modern technology. Everybody can give you their parts and it comes together. But I think the video was maybe the first time that everyone got together for it. So seeing you guys years later, like kind of a reunion. So it was an exciting thing for all of us to see.
Yes, I had a really wonderful time. Shout out to my man, G-Will, the DJ. Shout out to Beyond the Fence artist and brother and friend, family, G-Will. He came down and, you know, G-Will's a busy man. He had another gig, so he came down to perform, and, you know, things happen in life. That's just how it is. You know, it was a shout out to Breath of Life Ministries. They had an event over the weekend, and it was a fundraiser. And, you know, they had the fish. The fish was so good. I got to give them credit. The fish was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know what ocean, sea, or lake it came from, but I'm telling you, the fish was not from this planet. I'm telling you, it was another type of water, Coach. The fish came out of another type of water. It was finger-licking good.
It was really good. It was really good. I'm not a fish eater, so for me to have eaten it, I mean, I like seafood, but, like, fish is kind of not one of the things that I go to, especially fried fish. So it had to be coated, right? I seen it go in its raw state, and I was not expecting it to come out so battered. It was really, really good, seasoned well, And I hear that they do their fish fries a lot. So, you know, the next time they do a fish fry, I want to be there.
Yes. Oh, God, I had mustard. And then I saw some hot sauce. And I just dove head first full of hot sauce. And I just put it all on that fish. And just the way it, just the mustard and the hot sauce together, and had just go into your mouth with the beautiful breaded dried fish. Sorry, y'all, I had a moment. Understand, the fish will make
like
you.
Had
this
a
fish back. Will make you eat it. That's right. Oh, I was, but I had, you know what? Like I said, shout out to Miss Malena. She was over this event, and, you know, we talked, and, you know, there were hiccups. It happens. It was her first time doing this event, and, you know, it still was a beautiful thing because, you know, it takes a lot of courage. You know, people would give up. But, you know, she stayed the course, and there were hiccups. But you know what? This is a learning experience for her. So I'm pretty sure her next event will be just as great. And when we got there, man, shout out to the Jewel. You know, the Jewel, he's been going beyond his fence. He's been, you know, doing what he's supposed to do with family. And one thing about the Beyond the Fence family, BDF family, that's what we always, you know, we're family oriented. You know, it's about family first. You know, it's just, that's why we say it's so much more than music, Coach Shea. I mean, it's so important. We don't want people to get caught up on the fancy things of what it looked like on TV. Those people are not on a yacht every day with 45 people on there and they partying. That's just not the reality.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, there's a thing about real life. And, you know, shout out to the Jewel because he's doing real life right now. You know, real life is important. So for him to come, and he had an amazing set. It was just so awesome.
Yeah.
I was, wow, bro, you, like, he was like, I just want to get my feet wet again. And the brother, he really, really did an awesome, fantastic job. Shout out again to G Will. He didn't get a chance to perform because he had another gig. He stayed busy. So, you know, we showed up and showed out on G Will's behalf. And so it was still beautiful at the end of the day. And shout out to my mom, Evangelist Faye Molden. You know, she asked us to do it. And, of course, that's my mom. So we went forth. And, you know, we just did, you know, we went to the best of our ability and did what we felt was the right thing. We had a, you know, we made it what it was. And I'm appreciative. What about you, Coach Shay?
Yeah, you know, shout out to the Jewel. Like you said, he was saying probably days before then that he wanted to get his feet wet. And when he got on stage, it was just natural. It's like driving a bike or riding a bike, not driving, but riding a bike. You know, you might wobble when you first get on it, but then you find your stride. And I think when he was up there, he found his stride. And what I loved was that, you know, Jewel was supposed to be a part of the tour as well, the BDF 2022 tour. And due to, you know, him taking care of his responsibilities, he wasn't able to be a part of that tour. So when I saw him yesterday on stage, I saw a sense of maturity. And here's the thing, I do realize that as a body, sometimes you do have to give people that isolation period. And when that, it's like kind of like Jonah in the belly of the whale. It's like that time by yourself in God, because clearly Jewel even started ministering yesterday. And the way that he interacted with the children, he interacted as a mentor. And, you know, for those of you who don't know Jewel, and for those of you who are listening and know the Jewel, that was a very far stretch. And he became kind of a icon yesterday. He became an icon. Like, there was one little boy who kept coming over to him, and he wanted to know more about him. And really, that's what you want as an artist. You want the people that you're that you are in front of to want to know more about you. You want to know that your music is impactful and that you are impactful. And so I say shout out to the Jewel, because he really did He did that yesterday. So shout out to him for that. But back to the event in itself, you know, I, being the first time that I've had a chance to actually minister or perform in Knoxville, it was good to see a lot of people turn out to support. You know, you never know who's going to show up. You can invite a million and one people. Coach David, I knew that a lot of your classmates came. Shout out to Tommy Two Toes as well, the BDF comedian who was there. You know, he's been in the building since the concert on July 30th and very faithful to the mission of Beyond the Fence and what we stand for, going beyond his fence every day. And so shout out to him. but let me tell you, what I took from it was there's a lot of opportunities for community to come together, even when you are trying to touch the community, if that makes sense, Coach David. And for those of you who are listening, you may have an opportunity to touch the community, but then there's a time where the community is going to give back to you. And so I think yesterday was one of those giving and giving and more giving times. And, you know, we do a lot of events ourselves. And I went back to my very first event in 2015, the God is in Everything Conference. In 2015, when it started, I remember having everything prepared on the back end. Right. I remember having everything kind of written out. I knew how to event plan. I had everything scheduled. I knew where the vendors were going to be. I had people in place. I was like, don't call me on that day because I know for a fact that my brain's going to be scattered. I had someone in place to take the phone calls. And the day of the event, the inevitable happened. Everything worked except for the water in the building we rented.
Wow.
And there was no way for us to know when we pulled up that it wasn't just the building, it was the whole county. So you couldn't go anywhere. You could not go anywhere in that county, DeKalb County. Shout out to DeKalb County in Georgia. But DeKalb County's whole water system was out. And so if it weren't for the faithful few, and we'll talk about this tonight, but if it weren't for the faithful few who served, before I got there, they had left to go to Sam's to buy gallons of water. Now, I don't know if people know what that means, but with no water, that means toilets aren't flushing, Coach David. That means you get what I'm saying? The biggest gap was people will have to use the bathroom at some point. And so with no water system, you know, people weren't able to use the bathroom. Well, would not have been. But there were people there who knew my heart to serve people, and they began to serve us. And so they ran to the store. They got gallons and gallons. I'm talking about out of their pocket. They got gallons and gallons of those big jugs of water, and they bought them in. And so they just continued to fill the water systems up as people were using the bathroom. And, I mean, the water eventually came on. But I say that to say no matter how often you plan or no matter if it's your first time planning, the good thing is you took the first step, and we teach people that every day. Take the first step. If God is giving you a vision, go ahead and start to execute and implement the vision. But there are times where no matter how much you plan, we do have to understand that God's plan is always bigger and better. And so regardless of what we seek out to do, if it doesn't work, listen, there's always going to be some rams in the bush. I want to give a shout-out to Jay Bush and Mr. Kobayashi because even on that day, there were some things going on with the sound system. And if it weren't for the two of them being there, we would not have had a great set. We would have had a set, but as far as music, you know, when you're outdoors, you want the acoustics of that music. You want the vibration of the music, and that's kind of what people are coming for anyway. But they quickly went into action. And they quickly went into action, just like I just said with the people who went out to Sam's Club and got the water for me. But they quickly went into action, and they got it prepared. And so I don't care how often you do an event. There's some contingency plans that have to happen. And I believe that there were people set up, Coach David, in the midst of all of that event yesterday to make sure. And you know what? And it's funny because you never know who did what. You get what I'm saying? The host or the hostess, you never know. I remember even at our concert, we had talked about this earlier today, but even at our concert, you know, we were headed there. There were people coming from Alabama. There were people coming from Rome, Georgia. Joel and his wife, they came in from Nashville. There were people traveling from everywhere, and we got poured out in rain. It wasn't even in the forecast.
Right.
We got poured out in rain. So it caused us to be late. When we got there, people were already coming in. We could not use the concession stand that we had paid for, but luckily we needed an additional hour, so that ended up working in our favor. But let me tell you about people who serve. My mom actually ran to the store, and she went out and got chips, water, sodas. I mean, she stocked up. And we still got what we needed. So it is important to understand that no matter how much we plan an event, there's always going to be people, those rams in the bush, there's always going to be people there that are going to serve as you're trying to serve the community. So we never know what people are doing on the back, and we just know that it all worked. So hopefully that made sense. But shout out to the Breath of Life. And as we talk tonight about servitude, I think it'll all come together.
Yes, the thing is, Coach Shay, one thing about it, what people have to realize, like I want kings and queens, men and women of God, I want you guys to know that and tonight's topic is about servitude, true servitude. Jesus said, I come to serve, not to be served. So I come to serve, not to be served. And watch this. Here's the thing. When you have a heart to serve, Coach Shay, you just gave some great examples. Because you are a servant yourself. So when you serve people, it will make such an impact that now others will serve you. You will be being served. That's how it goes. You know that saying, I scratch your back, you scratch mine. It ain't saying that, well, you owe me a scratch. It's saying I'm in need. And you can offer that help. I can't get to my back. I can scratch it, but I won't get it as good when you can just go right there to it because I have an itch. You see what I'm saying? Like, you help me, I help you. Why? Because I have a problem and you can solve it type of thing. So you have to have a heart to serve first. Your heart after being in the right place. One thing about me as an artist, you know, it's a lot of, I do face controversy as an artist because of the, you know, the type of audience that I have been accustomed to here lately. And sometimes people might not understand my message because it's not the message that they say that, well, this message is fit. Not understanding, I'm just a servant. I come to serve the people. I was a drug dealer, gang banger, and I went to federal prison. Therefore, I can empathize with the young kids out here doing only God knows what. I wasn't a bad kid, but I made those immature mistakes. And look who I am today. Why? Because I decided to take a stance and just really have a paradigm shift, change my life, and get better. Why? Because now I got to do what thus says the Lord, right? And that's I come to serve, not be served. So I speak the language. Like, people sit up here and they cry, oh, these babies dying. Well, I'm in here encouraging these kids to lay down the gun. And if you're going to have a gun, I think having a gun is cool as long as you know how to use it responsibly because the gun is not doing it on its own. It's the people behind it. But then it's like I want to have a world. I wish it was a world where we didn't even need weapons, right? But that's not the reality. So I'm just teaching people responsibility, these youngsters. Now, that is my message, to keep them out of prison, to not sell drugs and, you know, to understand you're a king and treat your queen with the highest guard of respect. And we fall short from the glory of God, but you keep going and striving for righteousness. But that's the target. You know, I'm speaking the language where Paul said I become one of those that gain a soul. So I speak the language of those who out in these streets, right? I'm not preaching their head off. I'm not going to say, here, Jesus needs you. Jesus wants you. God wants you. My job is to clean up their act. And when they decide to make that conscious choice to give their life over to the Lord, hey, man, may God bless them. But the way I reach them, in a way a pastor might reach them, maybe two different ways. You saying, thus saith the Lord. You say you're a servant. Well, I'm saying, hey, man, let me show you another way. You don't have to sell drugs. There's a way you can get it. And then I might say, listen, I understand if you sell drugs. Man, I'm not going to tell you to stop. I'm going to tell you about everything that comes with that, though. So now you can make a choice and make a better decision. I leave that decision up to you. And then I'm telling these women, you can bring power to the man. Because if you stop wanting these thugs, these gangsters, because what we see on TV, and you see these guys who look flashy, if you don't pick these kind of guys, then you can change the narrative of what is cool and what is not cool. This is my message. Why? Because I'm serving. I'm serving. I am a servant. And I'm going to speak a message to bless them. Right? So if people really understand my heart and really, you know, Coach Shader, and I think it's a big misconception of what servitude looks like.
Yeah. As you were speaking, I was thinking of really the scripture you talked about. It's in Matthew 20:28, and I was going to reference that scripture, and I'll reference it again on the other side. But to the Amplified version, it says, just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. In parentheses, it says, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin. And so I wanted to back that scripture up with what you just said. Everyone has a way or a calling of a sort of servitude. And that servitude or being a servant may not match the next. But in the Amplified version of that scripture, Matthew 20:28, it says, paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin, which means that servitude can come in all forms, shapes, and fashions. Back to you, Coach David.
Yes, and I'm happy you said that. Like, that was definitely a blessing. And that's, you know, we're not saying, like, you're going to live this life. Like, I'm not saying my life is so much better than somebody else's life. That's not important to me. My life, compared to yesterday, I need it to be better today. Every day, I need to be a better David Benton. Let me tell you why. The Bible says we must die daily. So if you die daily, that means you're going to have to resurrect because you're still here. So when you die to self, you have to resurrect a more qualified mindset so that you can reach heights that you never thought existed. But you always must strive to be better as a person. And I think people think that I be trying to take God out of it, and it's like so unfair to me because it's like, I understand you have God, but your life really is like a terrible living life. You know what I'm saying? So it's like there's a lot of cleaning up that you need to do with it. You're not saying don't have God in your life, but if you got bad credit and you're trying to get this car, this house, and you want to have a business, I hear people with big visions. I hear people with million-dollar visions with a $200 budget. You know what I'm saying? So that's not to put nobody down, but it's saying, listen, the greatness is there. The greatness is in you. Let me give you some tools to change your mindset and elevate your thinking so you can be who God really called you to be. And that's a servant. But how are we going to serve? How are we going to serve? We all called us. Many are called. Few are chosen. So we all are qualified to serve. Listen, the TV serve us. The chairs, our couches, our food, everything is serving us. McDonald's, these restaurants, they're serving us. They're serving. How are you going to serve the people? At your job, you're doing work. Why? There's servitude. So understand the way I serve may not be the way you serve, and it's okay. With that being said, we at our break, so guess what? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at? Where the music at?
Can you know I'm rapping?
Oh, wow.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
That's right. Welcome back to Beyond the Radio. I'm your co-host, Coach Shay Samuels, and I'm in the building with your main man, Coach David Benson. If you are just tuning in tonight, we're talking about servitude, and we're about to get into the vegetable soup, if you will, right after we give a shout-out to our sponsor. Shout-out to Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, who has been working endlessly and tirelessly out there doing a lot of commercials and some photo shoots, and we are just excited to have her as a continued sponsor. Listen, if you are a business or a radio programmer, a music director on a radio show, if you have anything that you need an infomercial for, we want you to look up Paula G. Voice, Lady Wisdom After Midnight, for all of your voiceover services. You can do that by visiting her website at www.paulagvoice.com. or connect with her at paula@paulagvoice.com and let her know that the Beyond the Fence family sent you. Listen, 2023 is coming up quickly. Start over, start new, start with some quality with Paula G. Next up, we have out-of-town auntie, our newest sponsor as of, I think it's the month of August, Coach David, but out-of-town auntie is an apparel store for all aunties who travel. Who does not travel? You will see me with some of the gear on, and we get a 10% discount. So that means you, the listeners, you, the radio stations, you, the Beyond the Fence family, get a 10% discount by going to www.outoftownauntie.org and put in the promo code Beyond the Fence. That's BEYONDAFENCE.org. The best way to wear this, honestly, is as a group. Get your girlfriends together, get your aunties together, get your families together. When you're taking your trips, go out of town, auntie. We have DJ G Will, a next sponsor. If you are looking for a DJ, I don't care where you are. Listen, he was just in like six different places in one day yesterday, right, Coach David? But he will get you there. Listen, look DJ G Will up on Facebook at William G. Will Faulkner and on Instagram at gwill.865 and also connect with him on our website at www.beyondthefence.org. Again, BEYONDAFENCE.org. Last but not least, David, can I get a drum roll? Hey. I think the flat tire joke got him last week because he was up, y'all. Perky. He was perky. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC. That's right. It's an expansion company, a Beyond the Fence expansion company, and we have a 100% success rate. If you are a new business owner, maybe you have a vision for a business. Maybe you already have an established business and you're looking for some strategic things to do to think outside the box. For marketing, if you are an artist and need some marketing, listen, we have advanced over the last few years with videos and promo videos and graphic designs. Whatever you need, Let's Talk Business. You can reach us at aboutbuildingleaders@gmail.com. Make sure you reach into us on Facebook at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group. Check out our videos on YouTube at Let's Talk Business Consulting Group and connect with us on Instagram at LTB Consulting Group. And we will definitely get you where you need to be. Thank you again to all of our sponsors. Coach David, I'm going to send it back to you.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much. Shout out to our sponsors. Thank you for that, Coach Shay. And if you're just tuning in right here on Beyond the Radio, we are talking about servitude. And the thing is, we were talking about Jesus even said himself, I'm not coming to be served, I'm coming to serve. And because of his servitude and his work ethic for people, look who we're still talking about Jesus today. And people are going to say, well, that's because he's the Son of the Living God. We still talk about Malcolm X. We still talk about Marcus Garvey. We still talk about Martin Luther King. We even talk about J.F. Kennedy. Why? Because they were servants. They did something for the United States. They made a stand. Whether we agree with them or not, their heart was in the right place for the people that received it and was blessed by, you know, what they stood for. So I think it's important, you know, everyone have that gift to be able to serve in this world you're going to serve at. And if you serve in the right areas, that's where you will be effective. You know, you can both have catfish, right? But a freshwater catfish is different from a saltwater catfish. The taste is not the same. The way they look at life is not the same. The way they do their, they don't even really look the same, to be honest. You can tell, like, it's a difference. It's a difference. And here's the thing, what I want you guys to know, men and women of God, kings and queens, this is what I want you to know. Watch this. Listen closely. I'm about to give you something very beautiful. Jesus told the disciples, follow me. He told them that was right there fishing, follow me, because I'm going to make you fishermen of men. Fishermen of men. Now, Jesus is smart enough to understand these fishermen bring a lot of value. For one thing, you fighting to eat right now. You fighting to sell your fish. You hustling. Right? One thing about fish is this. It's one water, and it is fish, but you have different fish. They say, man, if you want to catch that catfish, you're going to have to put some liver on it. A worm, you might get one, but you attract more catfish with the liver. And my dad, I remember I'm going crappie fishing. He would buy a certain bait, and it was like a fly. He wouldn't just let it sit with the. He'd just reel it in. He'd throw it out, reel it in, throw it out, reel it in, because he was hunting for a specific fish, right? The fish are different. So when you fish for a man, understand you're gonna fish for different types. We're all men, right? We're all men, women. We're all human. But we are still all different. So the fish I may be going after, you may not have the same type of fish, but you know what? Our hearts are both in the right place. So I don't want to sit up here and put the way I see who I should be going after versus the type of fish you should be going after. We should be focused on because we have a heart to serve.
Yeah.
And some people just serving the wrong type of entity, right? You know, people want to serve the military. Some people want to serve their gang. It's an act of service, a call of duty. And they just been misled, fed the wrong information in the inner city. I'm just here to give them the correct information, Coach, eh?
Yeah, and I think what you have to do is go through it, too. I mean, you serve what you've gone through. I think that's the most important thing for us to understand, too. Like, if I never were a young teenage mother, I wouldn't be able to serve other young teenage mothers because it's not an experience that I've ever experienced before. If I hadn't, you've been incarcerated, it may be harder for me to minister or to serve someone who has been in prison. However, there's different types of prison mentality. So you could have been in prison behind bars. You can be in prison in the mind. And so at the end of the day, I think we serve where our experiences best suit us. And I would say, like, even in churches today, the workplace has it together. Everybody knows when they come in, they know what they're going to be doing, right? So when you hire someone, you hire someone for a specific task. And there's what we call a job requisition that goes with that. And so someone reads over the job requisition and they say, I can or I can't do this. You sit down, you have an interview, and you go over basically over that person's resume to see what their experience is. You're not going to hire someone that can't serve you in a specific area. There's people who actually work, like you said, for McDonald's. I remember when I used to work for KFC, one of my favorite jobs because it was family-owned and we had so much fun. That's a whole nother radio show. But we had so much fun. But there were some of us who were not great customer service-oriented people. And then some of us, we were great cooks, and some of us were great linemen, and some of us were great, we were great at cleaning the store. But the overall thing is we served in our own capabilities. And when you have the right people serving in the right areas, it literally keeps the peace in the environment. I believe, honestly, if we did this as a body more often as opposed to calling people according to their what we think they should be rather than what their experience is, regardless of where we are, we do it here at Beyond the Fence. We want to know what your experience is, because if you have an experience, if you have a talent that can help us go to the next level as a whole, we want it. Basketball teams, football teams, they do the same thing, right? They recruit according to the talent. So you're not going to put a quarterback in a linebacker's position. First of all, there has to be a certain weight class, right, Coach David and other listeners? Absolutely. Like, there has to be some type of requirement there. And so I do believe that in today's church, and it's, again, we're saying this to help. It's not for us to point the finger. It's not for us to say we're doing it wrong. It's saying that there's a new way of – there's a natural way of doing things that – we have to be able to adopt, not because it's worldly, but because at the end of the day, we are all human. So you can't turn on a kingdom-minded hat on a Sunday and a Thursday on Bible study or Wednesday on Bible study and then go to work and take that hat off and then become natural. Servitude is your livelihood. It should be, right? So wherever I'm going with the expectation to serve. I want to read again out of Matthew 20. I'm going to read from 26 this time. It says, "It is not this way among you, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant." And then it says, "And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be," and it says in parentheses, "willing and humble, your willing and humble slave." Then it goes into 28 and says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come here to be served, but to serve." So we always hear this where it says, you have to learn to serve in order to be served. That's why I use the workplace, Coach David, because guess what? When you come into an environment, if you have not already been in a management or an authoritative position, you have to work up to that position, which means that you have to serve first. You have to be able to identify with all the needs of the people in order to even get to that level. Yes. So you have a lot of people who come in with the mindset that they can just be a manager tomorrow. You may have the talent from a work perspective, but may not have people skills. You may have the people skills, but not the knowledge of how to get the work done. And so as you go through this progressive state of serving, as you serve whoever your leader is at that time, if you're serving them the right way, guess what they're going to do? They're going to teach you everything that they know as you serve them. I think in today's society, we've gotten so hung up on it's easy for us to get the title that we no longer have to serve anymore. I remember before you go, Coach David, I remember when we started the tour back in March, and we went as the artist, and every time we went somewhere, the first thing that we would naturally do is serve the people. And so the tour actually went from the Beyond the Fence 2022 tour to our sub-tour title was We Came, We Served. We didn't mind giving out waters. We were the artists. We didn't mind giving out waters. We didn't mind sanding people's hair and faces. We didn't mind, you know, you said jokingly before, there was the MC at one of the events sitting in the sun, and nobody thought to go over and say, hey, do you need water? Because everyone's so busy that no one ever stopped to think, do you need water? So we were sitting down eating, and I stopped eating, and I said, let me, one, see if he's eating anything, and two, let me see if he needs some water. It didn't have to be my event for that to happen. It didn't have to be our event for that to happen. When servitude is in you, no matter where you are, you're going to make sure that someone is served. As a matter of fact, I want to challenge everyone, even this week, when you go somewhere, go with the expectation that you're going to serve somebody that day.
That's right.
And watch how life changes for you. When you get up and you get prepared to go to work, before you go there, if you listen, this is how I meet people. Someone's always serving me in the coffee shop by buying me coffee. I don't know how it happens, but I'm thankful to God that it does. But somebody is waiting to bless me on that day with a cup of coffee. And because I've accepted it, we meet good people. These people start giving back to us. And because of it, Coach David, you got a chance to meet some new people who never met you, but they met me because they served me with a cup of coffee.
Yes. And guess what? It's because you are a servant by heart. Like you just a servant. So because you always serve, you was allowed opportunity to be served on multiple occasions. So that's what we really trying, that's the message we're trying to get people to understand. Like, I think a lot of times unconsciously, you know, especially as artists, artists are spending so much time trying to be noticed and recognized. And not just artists, people in general. No, nobody just, you know, want to be ignored. You know, people want to be recognized for something. You know, it makes them feel good inside, right? When people notice their talent or their gift, and, you know. But I think it sometimes we just gotta understand, we gotta have that balance. When you have that balance, then you can create. It won't be so dysfunctional, because like the guy where the MC was, where you were saying like he was sweating and hot, and you went and got him some water. The thing is, people was focused on being noticed. And as an artist, I want to be noticed. I want to be seen too, you know. But that's my job as an artist, to get more recognition. But it doesn't stop me from being David Penn, the person. If I see someone in need, then I'm going to help them. I'm going to bless them. And I'm not the one to say, well, just because I'm the artist, you owe me. No, that's bad on my end if I think that way. You know, I'm here to really bless the people and serve where I can serve. So I saw trash, and it was bad. You know, it was blowing in the wind, and all these kids around and babies around. It's like, man, so ain't nobody going to pick this up. Like, it's right in front of your chair. Like, let's pick this mess up. So I started picking up trash. Not to be seen. It was just, I felt it was like the right thing to do. Like, why are we allowing, we're all adults. Why are we allowing all this trash?
Right. Right.
So it's just the right thing to do. So when it's really who you are, then your servant heart comes out, because you just love people. You want to see people smile, and you want to see people live a better life. And my biggest thing is people, I don't want people to keep asking me for, like, money. You know what I'm saying? I feel like, why you keep asking me for money when I can show you how to get it yourself? You know what I'm saying? Like, people that's close to me, they ask. You know what I'm saying? Then I remember we gave out, shout out to Delano McClain. We went down to St. Louis, and, you know, we went to East St. Louis and their projects. We just gave away like 100 dinners to families. And after that, I mean, I was getting so many emails and Facebook Messenger, and people just asking for handouts. And I'm like, that's not what we do. I'm not here to enable you. Those people was in need. It was a surprise. They didn't ask for anything. We just blessed the community. That was it. Their time came. You know what I'm saying? But nobody just came and started asking for handouts. After that, people were just asking for handouts. And if I said, all right, well, I'm going to show you how to get it. I'm going to show you how to get it where you can create your own. guess what? I'm going to make you fishermen. They choose not to fish. They want it to be given to them. That's because people are not serving. We got to serve. You know, we got to serve. So, you know, Coach, you could close it out. But that's really, you know, my motivation as a servant myself, just to really bless the minds of the people so they can go beyond their fence. And when you do that, you will have a better people around you. You want to shape people. You want people to have the same mentality that you have to serve. Because when we serve one another, it's just going to grow. Bricks on top of bricks. That's just how it happens. Coach A.
Yes, sir. Great work, Coach David. So I'm going to go back into Matthew 20, verse 8. It says, when the evening came, the owners of the vineyard said to his manager, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last to be hired and the ending with the first to be hired. Those who had been hired at the 11th hour, 5 p.m., came and received a denarius each, which is a wage. Now when the first to be hired came, they thought they would get more, but each of them also received a denarius, which is the wage. When they received it, they protested and grumbled at the owner of the estate, saying, these men who came last worked only 1 hour and yet have made them equal in wage to us who have carried most of the burden and worked in the scorching heat of the day. But the owner of the estate replied to one of them, friend, I am doing you no injustice. Did you not agree with me for the denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. But I choose to give you the last man. I choose to give the last man hired the same as I give you. And he says, I am not lawfully permitted to do. I am not lawfully permitted to do what I choose with what is mine. Or is your eye envious because I am generous? I will say that part again, Coach David. Or is your eye envious because I am generous? I think sometimes we get servitude mixed up or generosity mixed up with arrogance. We get generosity mixed up with someone being puffed up. And what that really could look like if we really understood what servitude is, you should be able to look at someone that is being generous and saying they are a great server. I think naturally, Coach David, we look at someone with a generous heart or someone with a mindset or a spirit of servitude as someone who can be very arrogant, someone that is ungrateful, maybe someone that is unfaithful, and I think we misjudge it too soon. So I'm going to end there and say thank you all so much for tuning in to Beyond the Radio for another evening, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want you to join us every week. Thanks again to Breath of Life. Thanks again for the Beyond the Fence family, Alations Radio, and shout out to all of our sponsors. And we will see you all next week.
Love you guys.
With that being said,
where the music at. Love y'all.
Beyond the fence.
DB Junior.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True 2.
You know I got you.
The Jewel.
Bro, ski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
DC coming like this, bitch.
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems, God's harder the miles, the harder I ball. Fighting like a spirit cat, with a back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall. I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to, and he wants to. I'm already proving. You can be fan of a Judas. Come at the land of the ruins. Who are we fooling? What are we proving? What are we doing? What are we building? What are we giving the son of our children? Built a team, not just the industry thing. We do more than this rapper thing. Beyond this is a family tree with the queen. We do this to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children own everything.
Through the years I want my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Backing on free, that shit my whole life.
Receiving, one brother, one mother believing. Don't fall on the life I'm weeping. They things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer to life, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, too needed. Same friends, I'm a dog, can't see it. In the past, in the past, I leave it. I'm a nice mind, I'm clean. Fresh wrist, the crash, they need it. In a bird, I'm a child, and I heat it. Said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a Tito. That's kind of my was loyal. Still receiving, but Colorado, I'm still receiving. It never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. Lose the floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent, due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by Chief Will, I'm in the building, man. Good looking on the head, off the game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music, principal purpose, I'm much of the using. Bruising, improving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution, wake up, ain't no more illusion. Concert through the union, we appreciate your contributions. Awaken a sleep of time, define our band and herbs. Conduct with metal, touch,
everything
they do, you know. Bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in Chile, graduate old school veterans. Take over the nation in Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Two to the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the fence.
We are beyond, we are, we are beyond the fence. We are beyond, we are.
Walk with this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through fire, I'm fast. I do this for real, pretenders is tragic. Judas a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears and I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar's traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Judge.